Hey everybody, this is Natalie Griffin coming at you live from the Naughty Shaman recording studios, which today is outside in my front yard. Naughty Shaman Adventure Team, we just got back from Peru where we spent about 10 hours a day at least outside. And, you know, I looked at my to-do list this morning and I saw make podcasts and I was like, I can't even sit inside for another minute. It's gorgeous out. So we're just going to roll with it and see if some trucks go by or you hear traffic from my neighborhood. But here we are. And thank you for tuning in. I am really excited to talk with you today because after the last podcast, the forgiveness and the 5 steps to forgiveness, I got some great feedback from all of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I got a lot of questions about, I would love to forgive, but I'm having such a hard time because people are so negative and I just can't let it go. And so what should I do? And I got a really beautiful email from, let's call her Molly. And Molly said, you know, I've tried, I've gotten on this healing path and I've done everything I can, but the people around me are not on journey with me. And so how can I forgive them? I don't know how to put myself in a place. I don't feel like I belong. I don't feel like I have support and I feel really alone. And that touched my heart, Molly. Thank you for sending that email because I remember feeling like that, especially at the beginning of the journey, which is so hard. I remember when I started my journey, I wanted everyone to kind of do it like me. And, you know, the junior varsity answer is negative people suck and walk away from everybody that's negative. And that's what a lot of people will tell us. And in some ways, that's good answer, I guess, and it can get you the results that you're looking for. But I'm going to say that is a completely junior varsity answer, completely junior varsity. And we want to play varsity. We want to play a little wiser, a little stronger, a little tougher than the average. And so immediately when I was thinking about how to answer your question, Molly, I thought about the archetype of the jaguar. Now, in Peruvian shamanism, the archetype of the jaguar is pretty awesome. And I'm going to swear. So if you need to put on earbuds, you know, hit pause right now because I have to swear when I talk about the jaguar, at least in my own mind. And so go ahead and put the earbuds in because the thing I love about the archetype of the jaguar is they are unfuckwithable. They're unfuckwithable. Like you never see a healthy wild jaguar like contemplating why he's worthless and what does he have to offer to the world. And you never see a healthy jaguar kind of lost in their emotions and sad or overly crazy and excited, making mistakes or being spastic. Jaguars are the masters of the emotional body. They feel everything. Their skin is so alive. They're totally relaxed in their power. Their claws will come out faster than you can imagine. And they won't think twice about it. They are completely in harmony with their emotional body. And that's why I love, love, love the jaguar to answer your question. So here is how to deal with negative people like a jaguar and how to become unfuckwithable. So like I said, when I started this healing path, you know, I wanted everyone to join in and be like me. I remember, I think when I started yoga and shamanism deep dive at the same time. So I think I was vegan. I was doing yoga a couple times a day. I was meditating my face off. And I was so upset at the people around me who couldn't see the light. I was like, wake up. Look at this. This is amazing. I feel great for the first time in my life. And why aren't you doing this? And I couldn't understand it. And I became really jaded and decided, wow, I probably need to leave my family and leave my spouse and leave my kids and leave this and like go live in a mountain top somewhere. And I think that most of us go through that period of development when we awaken. We don't know how to function in a tribe anymore because there's something that's happened to us that has kind of popped our eyes open. And now we see the world a little bit differently. And it can be scary and it can be lonely. So here is what to do when you're in a place that does not nurture your life choices, your path. A lot of the times when we see negative, and I'm going to put this in quotes, negative people, a lot of times they're being negative because they're judging our way of life. They don't understand. And so they think it's weird. And they're, why are you doing that on the floor? Why are you lighting a fire? It's snowing out. Why are you lighting a candle? What does that mean? And they have a lot of questions that we, as a newly awakened, vulnerable, beautiful soul, can feel a little bit attacked. gift because we have this fresh understanding of a brand new world. And it's like precious in our hands, like a baby bird. And we want to protect it from those people that maybe don't understand it. And our tendency is to then judge them and run. And I'm going to say, or suggest rather, that a jaguar would not do that. Here's what a jaguar would do. When you're faced with people that are not necessarily on the same path as you, and you're feeling a little bit judged and attacked, the first response and our tendency is to go to mean people suck. Let's run. And the irony here is, can you hear the judgment? So here we are being judgmental about their judgment and matching their judgment of us with our judgment of them. The whole world right now is in this nutty conundrum of hating judgmental people. Well, in that, ironically, is a tremendous amount of judgment. So the first thing that a kick-ass jaguar is going to do is walk into an open field where she can breathe. My dad always used to say, Natalie, if you argue with crazy, you only look crazy. Sometimes you need to take a breath. And so that's the first thing a mama jaguar is going to do, is take a breath, get into a clear headspace, and step into the field where literally hardly anyone else is playing. It's the field of non-judgment. That's step one. Step into the open field of non-judgment and challenge your own thinking and think to yourself, well, is it possible that they're not necessarily being judgmental? Is it possible that they're not attacking me? Maybe it's possible that they just don't see the world like I do. Is it possible that these people or this person doesn't share the same values that I have? Maybe they don't value freedom or happiness like I do. Maybe they don't value growth or connection to God or spirit or the cosmos like I do. And then the final question to this little examination of oneself is this, and it's one of my favorite questions. Is it possible for me to be badass enough to love them even though they're different than me? Can I respect that they see the world differently than I do? Can I have such sovereignty in my own life that I can allow this person to be different than I am? Without causing a war, without causing a fight. This, my friends, is one of the most important questions in our day and age, in my opinion, is can I allow this person to be different than me and not wage war? If you're going to play varsity in this game of life, then I would suggest that that question becomes very important, because not only are we stopping this war among ourselves, among our people, our humanity here on the planet, but we have to stop the war inside. And so stepping into the field of non-judgment as a big old jaguar is the number one step. Take a breath and step outside of the game. Now, step number two, if you're going to be a badass jaguar and you don't want to handle things in a junior varsity way anymore, step two for you is to get your whiskers out. Get super curious. This is one of my favorite things about the archetype of the jaguars. They are curious. I have a cat. His name is Oliver, and he was just like running around the other day. The other day, I saw him seriously gazing into a puddle at his own face. And I was like, what the hell are you doing, Oliver? What a nut. But they're so curious inherently. Their whiskers are out. If the wind blows, they're like, what was that? If a thing moves in a bush, they're like, what was that? What's this? What's that? Get super curious, like a cat, about who you are. This is a game that a lot of people abandon because it takes time, my friends, and it takes courage to get to know yourself. Most people want to continuously look outside of themselves. The practice of looking in to figure out what do we value? What are we willing to fight for? What are we willing to stand for? What are we willing to speak up about? What are we willing to donate money to, make our time to? What do we really value in this life? Before we die, what are the things that we want to have said about us? These questions are not questions that you can sit down in your half an hour morning meditation and answer. This is a lifelong quest for growth, for self-understanding. It is the process of self-mastery. And it's called mastery because it takes time. It takes time to understand what your likes are. What makes you happy? And oh my gosh, what made you happy in your 20s is not what's making you happy in your 30s or 40s. I can almost guarantee that. So this process of whiskers out, get curious about who you are, your values, your important things, your fears, your wishes, your heart's desires. These things are so important because in the process of getting to know ourselves, we begin to understand our internal alignment. We have an internal true north, all of us. We help people find it in Dharma school, but you have an internal true north. And sure, it shifts and changes as we grow and learn, but functionally, that true north is like the place that we can align our lives around so that even if someone disagrees, we can check in with ourselves and say, wow, they're making a valid point. I wonder if I am crazy. And we go inside, check in with true north, and realize, no, I'm still in alignment with who I am. I'm still in alignment with my values, with my path, with my journey, my route to self-acceptance, my desire to radically love myself, even when people around me don't. Because when we do this, when we get to know who we are, then you'll be so badass when you come into right relationship with everything that God gave you. We come into a place of what ontological coaches call acceptance. Now, acceptance is like this magic holy grail where change, real transformation is possible. And until acceptance, it isn't. And we can't accept ourselves if we don't know who we are. When we don't know who we are, what we do is we look out there. We look out into the world for our lovers, for our family, for our parents, for our pets, for our neighbors, for our bosses, to validate us, to accept us. And then when they don't, our world can come crashing down. And it's so painful to constantly live in a place where we expect and need that external validation. It's not a strong place. It's a very junior varsity place. And if you go into social media, you'll find millions of people who buy into that. And it is a great way to validate yourself externally. You get 300 likes on a photograph that you stage and get the lighting and put the filter. And I've done it. I get it. It's a very fun game to play. But when we're relying on it for our self-worth, when we're relying on it because we fear that when people judge us or are different than us, that somehow we are attacked, then that game is not well played anymore, and we have to play varsity. And that's when you have to just date yourself and fall in love, or at least fall in acceptance with who you are. Enjoy the company when you are alone. And that's step two to being unfuckwithable. So then number three, I love this one too, because I see a lot of people skip this, and it's kind of the business that we're in at Nadi Shaman and at the Center for Shamanic Arts. Step three to dealing with negative people like a jaguar is to stop and lick your paws. Because I know some of you jaguars out there, and I know me, like I know my own journey. And some of us jaguars are walking around out there wounded. Some of us got scrapped up, scraped up, scratched up in our life somewhere. There were times when we wandered into territory that wasn't good for us and maybe got beat up. Maybe there were times where our dreams didn't work out. Maybe there was a time where we fell out of a tree and we became afraid. Now, when a jaguar is wounded and afraid, this is what the shamans call your jaguar being in a tree. And I love it because I always think of that old cartoon Tom and Jerry, if you've ever seen it. And when Tom, the cat, gets scared, he always jumps up onto the ceiling with his claws is like clinging to the ceiling for dear life. Like, and you can almost hear his rapid breath and hear his heart rate rise and hear his panic. This is a cat in a tree. When a jaguar gets scared, it will jump up into the tree and it'll be like, it'll hiss and scratch at you. It doesn't behave like the emotional master that it is. It loses a little bit of its power when a jaguar is wounded and afraid. And so the most important thing to do, my darling jaguars, if you've been scratched up by life and you've got a wound on your paw, take time, find a soft, safe place and heal that wound. Find soft, safe space inside yourself to heal. Find a soft, safe space with the people around you and take time to lick that wound and heal it. If you are a jaguar who's had a lot of trauma, real trauma, perceived trauma, things that shocked shocked you and caused your soul to arrest in its development. Take time to heal that wound. Now is not a time for the creating of things if you're feeling wounded. Now is a time for healing. So make time. A jaguar would not go on a hunting expedition with a cut paw. A jaguar would take time and lick those paws and make sure they were ready before engaging back in. So for dealing with negative people, sometimes the negative people that are popping up in our life now are mirrors of the original sin, are mirrors of the original wound that hurt our hearts, that hurt our bodies, that hurt our minds. And so when we look at life like this, these little negative nasties that come up into our life now are just poking on that wound again so that it can be healed fully. So in that way, sometimes these negative people are little angels that help us heal at a deeper level. It takes a lot of self-mastery to look at the world this way, but I know you can do it, especially if you've done step two and gotten your whiskers out and dated yourself and gotten curious and understood that you are not an accident. There's nothing about you that was made on accident. Even if you have weird hair and a limp and weird things in your eyeballs, like who knows? It was on purpose. Everything that happened, happened. And it's school for us. None of it was an accident. So step three is if you're feeling wounded by current negative people or past or both, take time to lick the paws and really do that work. Because a jaguar who doesn't heal the wounds will go off into the world trying to hide them, armoring against further pain. And with armor, we can never let anyone fully in, and we can never let our soul truly out. We become caged and not free. And freedom is the jaguar's true nature. Freedom from being affected by negative people. Step four, my lovely jaguars, to dealing with negative people is this. Find your tribe. If you've tried all this, and the people around you are still like a different resonance, like a lack of harmony in an orchestra when the orchestra is playing off key. If the world that you have created is disharmonious with who you are becoming, then sometimes, my friends, it is appropriate to change your world, to walk away and find your tribe. Sometimes the tribe that we're born into is the tribe that's going to give us the lessons. It's going to give us the challenges that we need to make us strong jaguars, teach us how to fight and be strong and run and hunt. And after we grow, sometime in our spiritual adolescence, on our journey to spiritual adulthood, there comes a time when we have to leave home and find our own tribe, make our own tribe. And that is just the truth. I've seen so many people suffer, because they refuse to take the risk and live courageously and leave, quote unquote, home, leave the safe place that they know and have known all their lives. They don't want to take the risk to do that. So instead, they choose to stay in a place that is not resonant for their soul. And then they become angry and bitter because the people around them aren't changing enough, fast enough, to match their expectations, to match their needs. And then everyone becomes an asshole. And it is not a varsity game to play that way. It is not a varsity game to play that way. If a jaguar is in a place where it is constantly getting attacked, if a jaguar is in a place where there is no food, if a jaguar is in a place where there is no affection, jaguars love affection, by the way. They rub up against each other and nuzzle each other in the head all the time. And if they're in a place that lacks these fundamental birthrights, they won't make a sound. They won't complain. They won't get in a fight. They will simply slip out of the boundaries of that existence and forge a new path. Find jaguars that match their soul. And it's scary. And jaguars feel fear. Don't get me wrong. They do. But the fear at the level of the emotional master, fear can be focusing. Fear can be motivating. It teaches us what matters to us. when we fear losing someone we love from our life, it's an indication that that person means a lot. So in that way, when fear is in harmony, it's a great teacher, and it allows us to act with courage, to say what's in our heart, to forge a new path, to make new friends, to say goodbye to a life that is no longer resonant sometimes. But my loves, that is the last resort. There's so many memes that you can find in social media about, negative people, don't waste your time on them. But I would suggest that the path to true freedom, the path to true unfuckwithability, is to do this process of stepping into non-judgment first. And then getting your whiskers out, being curious about who you are. Make a commitment to yourself to go on the journey of self-discovery. A lifelong journey, it never ends. And step three is wounds. Lick the wounds, lick the paws. Heal the places that have gotten hard and bitter and afraid. Heal that. And if you've done all that, then my loves, the memes are right. Then it's time to walk. But don't make a sound. Don't make a fuss. Don't make it about anybody else. Make it a choice of love. It's a choice of love for yourself sometimes to walk. A choice of love for the other, to allow them the freedom to be who they are. And not nag them into being who you want them to be. This choice is very brave in its varsity. And it comes from love. So, thanks for dealing with the wind and the cars and the sounds that may have been in the background today. It's been a pleasure connecting and talking about this. So, again, would love your comments. If you want to learn more of this emotional mastery, this mindset, then please join us for Dharma School. We have summer sessions starting up on June 24th, I think, that Monday, last Monday in June. And I'd love to have you. I would love to help you go on this journey and get your whiskers out and be curious about who you are and get in alignment with that so that you, my friend, can walk through the world like a jaguar, comfortable in the skin, in harmony with your power, in harmony with your freedom, in harmony with fear. And in harmony with courage. Because that is how the jaguar operates with negative people and becomes unfuckwithable. All right. Leave your comments. I'd love if you have ideas for podcasts or other questions. Let us know. We're going to be doing a fire on June 15th here in Connecticut at a place called Unicorn Meadow Farm. And Nancy Allen is a great friend, and we've celebrated the summer solstice with her for many years. And so if you want to wear flowers in your hair or not, drum or not, stand by a fire with us in community. We'd love to have you. All right, darlings, this is Natalie and the Naughty Shaman signing off, where we like to keep the sacred a little wild and totally real.